More paranormal events. I heard about something interesting and unexpected. The author of the paranormal movie Dear David made an unusual admission. He said the story is true and actually happened. While unusual, the fact it is claimed the story was based on true events has been claimed before when paranormal movies came out. One was the Mothman, another was the Amityville Horror. I think one of the most famous was the Exorcism of Emily Rose. There are even more, but I think you get the idea. The idea of some British pubs being haunted is an old one indeed. Recently, the owner of the pub named Ring O' Bells, in Kendal, Cumbria, England, was really creeped out. The reason was he saw something he couldn't believe, but it did happen in front of him. Something drew his attention to an empty table with a glass of beer on it. As he watched, the glass began to slide across the table and onto the floor. He couldn't believe his eyes. He believed it was a teenage ghost. The owner said this is not the only time he has seen glasses moving on their own. Sometimes people see a spirit or a ghost they instantly recognize, because the person may have been either famous in life, or related to them. A good example of this was a sighting made by a film crew which creeped them out. While they were working, a spirit appeared and they claimed it was the ghost of Michael Jackson. The sighting took place at the Neverland Ranch, in California. This was right after he died. We know a many people claim to have seen ghosts of famous people. Take the ongoing appearances of Marilyn Monroe at a Hollywood hotel. The hotel is the Roosevelt, located at 7000 Hollywood Boulevard, in Hollywood, California. Many different people claim to have seen her. Sometimes people who see the ghosts of famous people are related to them. Take the case of Bobby Christina Brown. You may not recognize that name, but she is the daughter of Whitney Houston, a name I am sure you will recognize. During an appearance on The Oprah Show, she confessed to Oprah that the spirit of her mother is haunting her, but in a nice way. She said the ghost is very encouraging, but does do things like turn the lights on and off. There is a closed jail in Marshall County, West Virginia, where many inmates have died. The jail has been closed since 1986. The director of the Mounds for Economic Development Council states he knows for sure the prison is haunted. He says he has been there for over 20 years and seen things. One of the reasons people think the place is haunted is so many people died there, and also because it was in operation for well over 100 years. To be exact, it ran for 129 years. Tourists flock there every year to see the place. One of the problems with so-called paranormal videos is they are so easily faked. It has gotten to the point, unless there is some sort of very strong proof what happened is really paranormal, they must be disregarded, and it is very hard to get that proof. I would say the hardest credible evidence to find is evidence a paranormal event is real. It would take many witnesses to a paranormal event and immediate examination of the premises to be truly sure the event was paranormal. I think most of us know this already, so we have to rely on the credibility of the witnesses, knowing even they could be fooled. It is being said, Dan Aykroyd believed a man who claimed he had a paranormal experience in a hotel in Texas. The gentleman, Mr. Frank Ramirez, took a video of what he was seeing. As he watched, the phone jumped off the table and a clothes hanger fell off the dresser. Aykroyd stated there were no wires or strings on the phone when it jumped off the table, and the coat hanger did a lot of moving around before falling on the floor. The man was so upset he went to his local clergyman. There is a man who is a self-proclaimed ghost hunter. He states he has positive proof of life after death. So how can he prove this? He says he can do this with a video he took. He states he had his movie camera aimed at a grave when it took video of two women spirits climbing out of the grave. The investigator also said he had an encounter with what he called a demon. He said he invites anyone to disprove this video. An actor named Sean Williamson claimed he was being haunted by a ghost named Rosemary. He had moved into a new home when the haunting started. He got so upset he went to a medium. He said when he moved in with his wife, the haunting started almost immediately with banging and strange noises. The medium was said to have discovered the name of the ghost. The medium believes in reincarnation and said he has a spirit guide who he met over 2,000 years ago, and this spirit guide protects him. The more I hear about this, the more I have to hold back laughing, but that is just me. It is being said a football player who was mic'd up said he was seeing ghosts. Some say he was not talking about real ghosts, just the players of the other team. No one is sure what he really saw, but there are a lot of opinions about what he said. Experts in the field of the paranormal have made a list of how you know a deceased loved one is trying to let you know they are okay. Here is some of the items on the list: strange electrical happenings, smelling their scent, visitation, dreams, feeling their presence, moving objects, an increasing number of coincidences, visions, sending a message, talking. When we talk about the paranormal and some of the things people claim to have seen and heard, we cannot discount the fact someone may be mentally ill and believe what they think they saw. We also cannot discount the fact someone may be hoaxing us for various reasons. This is probably the hardest category for any of us to believe in. Each individual, according to their beliefs, will believe what they want. Some will be very gullible, and on the other end of the spectrum, some can never be convinced anything is true. Then there is the middle ground where some people, given enough of what they believe is proof, will believe.